From when we get up to when we sleep, each day is a gift from you we keep. Good or bad, until the day is done, whatever happens, we will follow God's Son. Good evening. It's time for bed. Are you feeling sleepy yet? I am. It's been a long day, hasn't it? In a little bit, we'll hear our bedtime story for today. It's about two people who promised to serve God. But before that, I wonder, have you had a good day, a bad day, or perhaps it was both? Let's spend some time talking with your adult about your day. It's always a good idea to talk about what's happened to you. Here are some questions to help you get started. What was the best thing that happened to you today? And what was the worst thing that happened to you today? Talk together or have a think about these things by yourself. You can pause the podcast to do this if you'd like. Then, when you're ready to carry on, press play again. I wonder what your day was like. Before we hear our story, let's pray to God using our special bedtime prayer. And you can say it along with me if you know the words. Father God, we thank you that each day is a good gift from you. We thank you for the good things that have happened today. We give to you the bad things that have happened today. Please help us to give you any sadness, worry, or anger we have felt today. Thank you for being with us all day and when we fall asleep. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm ready for a bedtime story. Are you ready too? I thought so. Today's story is about two people who promised to serve God. A long time ago, there was a woman called Hannah. She was married to a man called Elkanah. Hannah and Elkanah loved each other very much. But Hannah was sad because she couldn't have a child. Every year, Hannah and Elkanah travelled to the temple in Silo to give offerings to God. One year, after many years of sadness, Hannah prayed to God in front of the temple. Lord of heaven, please look down on me with kindness and see my suffering. Please give me, your servant, a child, and I will give them back so they can serve you by working in the temple. As Hannah prayed this prayer from her heart without speaking, Eli, the priest, was watching. He saw that she was upset, and when she explained why, he said to her, "Go in peace, and may God give you what you've asked for." A while after Hannah and Elkanah had returned home, Hannah found herself to be pregnant and gave birth to a baby boy. She called him Samuel. She promised that when Samuel was old enough, she would take him to the temple and give him to God just as she had promised she would. When the time came, Hannah took him to Eli at the temple and dedicated him to God. Samuel lived with Eli at the temple and was taught how to serve God there. Eli showed him everything. But Samuel still hadn't heard God's voice yet, because it was very rare in those days to hear from him. One night, Samuel was sleeping in the temple, and God's voice spoke to him out loud.
"Samuel,"
God said. Samuel woke up and thought it was Eli speaking. He ran to Eli saying, "Here I am, Eli, you called me." But Eli said, "I didn't call you, go back to bed." So Samuel went back to bed. Once again, God spoke.
"Samuel."
Again, Samuel got up and ran to Eli. "Here I am, you called me," he said. "I didn't call you, go back to bed," Eli said again. So Samuel left. A third time, God called out to Samuel. And once more, Samuel went to Eli, saying, "Here I am, Eli, you called me." But this time, Eli realized that God was calling Samuel. So he said, "Go back to bed. But when you hear the voice again, you should say, 'Speak, Lord, your servant is listening.'" So Samuel left Eli and went back to bed. Once again, God spoke.
"Samuel! Samuel!"
"Speak, Lord, your servant is listening," Samuel said this time. God then told him about things that were going to happen in the future, and they came true. As Samuel grew up, God continued to speak to him about many important things. All the people of Israel knew that God spoke through Samuel, and everything he said happened. Hannah's prayer to God was answered, and Samuel became God's messenger. Hannah had faith that God would answer her prayers, and he did, and she was so thankful she kept her promise to him. And wasn't Samuel's story amazing too? He answered God's call and became his servant. God can speak to us as well. All we have to do is be ready to listen to him. That is one of the ways that we can serve God too. Well, it's time to sleep if you're not already. So, let's tuck in, get comfy, and close our eyes. And we'll finish with our rhyme. From when we get up to when we sleep, each day is a gift from you we keep. Good or bad, until the day is done, whatever happens, we will follow God's Son. Good night.